After all the madness of the news agenda this week, are you ready for some music? Well, you're about to hear the beautiful voice of a singer who has performed alongside greats including Amy Winehouse and Earth, Wind and Fire. Her name is Major Zulu. She's a jazz and soul singer with connections in Zambia, the UK, Sydney and beyond. She's performing at the 2021 Sydney International Women's Jazz Festival in November and joins us now. Major Zulu, welcome to Breakfast.
Good morning. Thank you so much to have me here.
When did you first realise that you could sing with this extraordinary power in your voice?
Well, I tell you what, I was this weird little kid that would go to church every Sunday, sneak out of the house, go to church and just enjoy that gospel. I loved the gospel singers and joined the choir. So it was around like 9 I started doing that. And, of course, my dad was a jazz fan. He loved Frank Sinatra and Louis Armstrong. My uncle was a jazz musician. So it's when I went to Paris, to live in Paris, France, that I sort of honed my skill, you know, just jamming every night in little dingy caves out there in the Latin Quarter and the Cinquième Arrondissement. It was great. So, yeah.
How strong do you think the Zambian influences are for you? There's the traditional Zambian music and then there's been a wave of pop and other music since then. Where does that sit in who you are musically?
It certainly influenced me. I mean, look, my mom and dad always just played rumba. It's sort of this Zambian music, Kalindula. And that's just kind of, you know, how when you're young, it forms you. So in a way, when I sing, that sort of comes out as undertones of that, really. I can hear it.
And for you, the voices that you really enjoy, I was saying before we were doing a promo, it almost sounds like a bit of Nina Simone, or how would you describe the voice?
Yeah, no, look, I've been influenced by people like Nina Simone, the great vocalists like Sarah Vaughan, Billie Holiday, even Lauryn Hill, Angie Stone. I'm just a great fan of good voices, whether it's Midnight Oil or Nirvana. Good front men excite me, you know, or women. So, yeah.
Well, this is, Zulu, this is an international women's jazz festival in Sydney. Why do you think it's important to have a women's festival of jazz?
Look, I just think that women are not represented in jazz, and also I think jazz needs to evolve a little bit. Women are very emotional, you know, they've always been those front women that sing in jazz, and I want to see more of that, so that's very important. Also, yeah, the Sydney International Women's Festival, I mean, that's just amazing. There'll be, you know, it's going to take place, of course, starting on the 12th of November to the 21st of November. And, you know, I'm going to close the show on the 21st. That's going to be exciting. I mean, people are coming out of lockdown and they've been disconnected, a little bit broken, you know, and that's going to bring us all together. And women, we just express ourselves. We're more emotional, right? So that's great.
Your new song is called Broken. It's about love and addiction. How did the writing come about for this one, Zulu?
Broken. Well, look, first of all, Broken comes out on the 3rd of December, 2021. Look, this song is a huge topic in a 4-minute song, of course. It's days and days of just longing, obsessing, crying, being irrational, texting, being disappointed and going back for more, you know? but it's also just my self-confession of these addictions to the wrong and emotionally unavailable people. And I'm a self-confessed recovering addict of that, you know? So yeah, Broken came out as a result of that, a love story in Paris. And it's a long story, maybe one day over coffee.
When you're singing a song like this, where does your mind go when you're actually singing it?
I think it goes to the same place. I mean, in a lot of ways, I'm quite happy. I'm grateful. I've got a great guy who, I landed in Australia because I fell in love with an Australian. But suddenly it goes back there. I go back there to that pain, you know, because it's real. And, you know, sometimes I go, oh, what if I still want those things? But, you know, I stop myself because I'm like, no, it's not right. So when I'm singing that song, I do go back to that because you have to confront that, right?
True. We're about to hear that shortly. What are your plans for touring coming up, Zulu?
Plans for touring. Wow, look, I'll announce my tour mid next year. For now, I'm just releasing singles. As I said, Broken's coming out. You know, at the Sydney International Women's Festival on the 21st, I will give out information as to really when this tour will come out. I really do want to see Australia. So that will be the beginning. Just tour around Australia, share, connect. That'll be great fun.
Well, a lot of the countryside does look like Zambia, some parts of those farming regions.
Yes, absolutely.
It sure does. Well, Zulu, thank you so much for joining us. We wish you well for the festival. And now let's hear this track. This is Broken by Major Zulu.
Why'd you go and break my heart after such a promising start? Why'd you go and break my heart in two? I guess I only saw the heart.